What is the CFB matrix? Well, it's a way to tell a story. That's really what it comes down to, is I get to be a storyteller, and I tell a story using numbers, and I try to make it as simple as possible, so it's as understandable as possible. Is it always right? Hell no. And that would be terrible if it was. I mean, think about it. Right now, about 80% of the games that I predict in the preseason, just using the college football matrix system, turn out right. Could you imagine if that was 90% or better? Oh, it'd be phenomenally boring. But it's good enough where people like it, and it has emphasis, and it provides a good foundation towards looking into the future about what to expect for the coming season or different parts of it. I break it down into win totals and coaching, positive and negative, recruiting trends, and all sorts of easy to understand statistics and information about different ways of looking at college football, telling the story of college football, or simply predicting college football. I love it because it allows me to tell the story of a program anytime, anywhere, with conviction. I don't focus on players. I don't have to know the players or who's hurt or who's not hurt or anything like that. It just comes down to overall team talent, how good or bad the coaching is, and where games are played. And then from there, it's just telling a story based on the numbers I see. I feel it's a value add to the college football community. You may not like it, or you may just not agree with it, and that's fine, but it's information, and it's something new and a point of view that really hasn't been talked about or discussed in the past, and adds another layer of consideration when you're watching a game or trying to figure out what's going to happen to your favorite team or your least favorite team going forward in the future. This is Dave Bartu, the College Football Matrix. Thank you for joining me.